This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The focus is on search and rescue efforts after a massive cargo ship smashed into a bridge while sailing out of the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, early on Tuesday. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy said Tuesday,
a Singapore-registered vessel with the name Dali, D-A-L-I, which made contact with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, at around 1:30 a.m. this morning.
Rescuers pulled out two survivors, one of whom was hospitalized, and searched for more in a river after huge metal spans of the 2.5-kilometer Francis Scott Key Bridge crumpled into the icy water. 12 people have drowned trying to reach aid dropped by plane off a Gaza beach, Palestinian health authorities said on Tuesday, amid growing fears of famine nearly 6 months into Israel's military campaign. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Video obtained by Reuters, people in Beit Lahia in North Gaza can be seen up to their necks in water trying to retrieve boxes. The desperation turns to despair as lifeless bodies are seen dragged onto the sand. It is the latest in a string of incidents involving deaths during aid deliveries in the tiny, crowded Palestinian enclave. Some are foraging for weeds to eat or baking barely edible bread from animal feed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A senior Israeli official said on Tuesday Israel has recalled its negotiators from Doha after deeming mediated talks on a Gaza truce at a dead end due to demands by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the United States from Britain was put on hold on Tuesday after London's High Court said the United States must provide assurances he would not face the death penalty. U.S. prosecutors are seeking to put the 52-year-old Assange on trial on 18 counts, all but one under the Espionage Act, over WikiLeaks' release of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. After Britain gave the go-ahead for his extradition last year, Assange's lawyers in February launched a final attempt in the English courts to challenge that decision. Senegal's president-elect Bassirou Diomaye Faye is vowing to fight corruption, rebuild institutions, and unite the country as he prepares to assume office. VOA Nairobi bureau chief Mariam Ajalo is in Dakar and has this story.
In his first public address, Senegalese president-elect Bassirou Diomaye Faye thanked his supporters and pledged to bring solutions to some of the problems he says his country is facing. Faye said it's time to bring calm to the country after outgoing President Macky Sall tried to postpone the February elections until December, plunging the country into a brief political crisis. Sunday's official election results have not yet been published, but Faye's supporters say they are satisfied with what they have seen so far. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday seemed likely to preserve access to a widely used abortion medication, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Abortion opponents want the High Court to ratify a conservative appeals court ruling limiting access to mifepristone. But in their first abortion case since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago, the justices appeared to reach consensus that those challenging the FDA's approval of the medication don't have the legal right to sue. If the justices find the challengers lack standing, they'd leave in place current rules allowing patients to get the drug through the mail and take it to induce an abortion through 10 weeks of pregnancy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A major Venezuelan opposition group has registered a candidate for July's presidential election to ensure a spot on the ballot, even though both the winner of the opposition's primary and her alternate were unable to register for the contest, electoral authorities and sources said on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.